Hey there! Thanks for joining me. This is Robin R. Robbins, aka the World Cheerleader. Can you find joy in simple surroundings? I know it took me a long time. For many, many years of my life, I was one of those high achievers, and I always had to be busy, and I always had to keep going, and I had to do one thing to another thing. It seemed as though I just needed to always live life to the fullest and always stay very, very busy. And then one day, God kind of got a hold of me through a season of my life, and we sat down, and we had a chat, and very, very clearly I heard him say to me, "Who told you you had to be busy? Where did I say that you had to continually keep achieving, keep overachieving? Why can't you be still?" And I had to really, really think about that. It kind of made me chuckle. I thought, huh, good point. You know, so I started searching God's word, and I thought, all right, let's go in here and see. Let's see what he says. Does he say I have to be busy? Well, he says I'm to be fruitful, but he didn't say that I had to be busy. And I know I read somewhere there was a nice little story or poem about the enemy keeping us busy so that he keeps us distracted. He keeps us distracted from the things of God. And I really... Hey there! Thanks for joining me. This is Robin R. Robbins, a.k.a. the World Cheerleader. Are you hurting today? You know, I get so many phone calls from individuals in various seasons of their life, and some are going through divorce, some have lost loved ones, some are just totally overwhelmed in their business, or their business is failing. Some of the things that people call and talk to me about just really, you know, really takes my heart to a new level, because I have lived quite a few of those things. You know, I've actually experienced a marriage where I was severely abused many, many years ago and nearly lost my life. My second marriage, of course, failed. I have two children that I have homeschooled and been a single parent running a business. So I totally understand a lot of these issues. I've lost many of my loved ones. My dear mother, who was also my best friend for, you know, about 45 years of my life, I've lost both my parents. I've also lost siblings, and I've also lost children. So I understand that grief and the overwhelming feeling of, in my view, I used to say that several years ago, it felt like somebody pulled the plug on my life and it began to spiral down the drain, and I couldn't find the plug to put back in the drain, and then watched it all just wash down the drain. So I get it. I do get the pain and the hurt. You know, the one thing I've learned is that everybody grieves differently, and there are also seasons of grief. There are times where you think you're okay, and then something happens, or you hear a song or something, and you're immediately right back in the moment, right back in the grief, right back in the turmoil. And so I really, really want to encourage people. I want to let you know that it's a season. It doesn't last forever, because I know when I was going through it, the one question that I would go before God and ask is, when is this going to stop? Is this ever going to end? How long will you let this go on? How long will I feel like this? And it seemed that in those moments that it wouldn't stop, that it just kept going. And I'm here to encourage you today that it is a season. And I don't claim to be totally over any particular situation, because I know that God is in control and that I may again one day face a trial, or these trials may come back up. But what I'd like to tell you is it does get better. In my view, I always tell people, you know, you don't get over it, but you do heal from it. And I believe you can heal from all of it. You have a Savior who came, he died for you, by his stripes you are healed. The Bible tells us very, very clearly that he has taken these burdens for us. So please, let me encourage you today. Look to your Creator, the one who sent his Son to die for you, and know that he carries you in his hands. He will not let you go. He will allow you to hurt so that one day you will be able to reach out and help someone else who's hurting. Thanks so much for joining me today. Have a great day.